You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on November 2nd, 2001.
For several months now, I have been devoting most of my time to the completion of a series of exhibits for Lime Hollow Nature Center in South Cortland. Lime Hollow is located on federal land, a part of the Tunison Fish Nutrition Center, now Laboratory of Aquatic Science, a federal facility. The exhibits will illustrate a trail dedicated to the late Arthur M. Phillips, Jr., longtime director of the center. The trail, located on land adjacent to the center, which was donated to Nature Conservancy by the Phillips family. The property was their special retreat area where they could get away from the pressures of society and renew their bond with nature. It is a land rich in glacial legacy. The terrain is rolling, consisting of mounds, ridges, and depressions dumped by the glacier as it retreated northward. Its human history includes agriculture. Although only a small portion of this rugged landscape was ever tillable, there is evidence that most of the land was cleared and used for pasture. Then it was abandoned to plant succession early in the last century. The centerpiece of the property is Chicago Bog, a glacial kettle hole which, over its 10 millennia of history, has slowly filled with vegetation. Kettle Hole lakes are the result of great remnant ice blocks, which were partially buried in glacial debris. When they melted, they left lovely little rounded or teardrop-shaped lakes, often from 15 to 30 feet deep. The Kettle Hole lakes were surrounded by rounded glacial hills called caims. These caim and kettle landscapes consist of many tiny watersheds, so the kettle holes collect runoff only from the immediate surrounding hills. Most of them have no defined inlets or outlets. They tend to be acidic with cool, stained water that is low in oxygen. Plant remains decay slowly in this preservative vat. Because they retain their form, they tend to be buoyant, creating a base for the establishment of future plant growth. A floating mat develops. It starts out with herbaceous sedge meadows, but as the floating mat deepens, a variety of dwarf shrubs is established: leatherleaf, bog rosemary, highbush blueberry, and laurel. Many bogs have orchids and predaceous plants such as pitcher plant, Venus flytrap, and sundew. At this stage, the bog mat is still floating and will bounce if you jump up and down on it. Over time, as the mat deepens, it will support the growth of trees. Commonest trees are black spruce, white pine, tamarack, and red maple. Although varieties of wildlife may visit a bog during the year, not many species are considered bog wildlife. Swamp sparrow and bog lemming are common inhabitants. The rare bog turtle is found in some bogs. Mallards and black ducks occasionally nest among the shrubs, and wood ducks may bring their broods from nest sites in surrounding hills. Beaver often find bogs attractive. Since there is no outlet, no dam is required. A lodge, limited canals, and good supplies of food in the surrounding uplands are all the beavers require. No essay on bogs can be complete without mention of sphagnum moss and peat. Sphagnum moss forms the matrix of the bog mat. Because its leaves are shaped like tiny goblets, it can absorb and hold a great deal of moisture. As the sedges, the mosses, and the shrubs die and drop into the preservative bat, they slowly break down to form peat, a fibrous, moisture-holding mixture that is often used as a soil conditioner. Peat and sphagnum harvest has destroyed many bogs. The preservative nature of the bog water helps it retain the history of the environment. Pollen from forest trees and plants is captured and preserved in the peat. Using a special sampling device, researchers can retrieve a core sample of the peat, containing a spectrum of pollen from thousands of years. The pollen reveals the species of trees prevalent at each level. A predominance of spruce, fir, and pine indicate a cold climate. Oaks and tulip tree, a warm climate. And beech and maple, a climate similar to our own. Most of our local bogs show all of these horizons, indicating a great fluctuation of climate over the centuries. Bogs are fragile, and invasion of the mat should be done with great care and restraint. Chicago Bog is less than a half mile from Gracie Road. The Arthur M. Phillips, Jr. Memorial Trail provides easy access and a superb view of it. If you want to visit it, Lime Hollow Nature Center is 2 miles south of Cortland on Gracie Road, off New York State 13. Inquire at the Visitor Center. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.